listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. My heart, you'll see, will slowly come in. time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. Sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome with a major focus on music. Today's episode is the last one of the promotional marketing artist campaign, so to speak, where I've been promoting the artists that I represent with my publishing company, Key of Awesome Music. This is the last one. You're probably like, thank God, right? Now it's finally over. No, but in all sincerity, I really love all of these artists that I've been promoting and getting their music out there in any way that I can see possible. And I really believe in what they are about as far as their songwriting goes, their overall amazing human being qualities, and just their story and their mission with their music. So for all intents and purposes, this is why I've been doing this for them. They deserve to get a little bit more recognition than they already have. So today's artist is Silent Retreat. Consists of New York musicians John Evans and Matt Leibowitz. The pair met working at a bar in New York's East Village and discovered each other's passions for minimal musical styles as well as field recording and experimental sound manipulation. Matt, a New Jersey native and lifelong musician, also plays bass in a band called the Midnight Hollow, and fills in live for a number of other acts. When not behind the bar, John has spent his time working for several notable music supervisors and has freelanced as a music editor. He has produced tracks on the side for several local artists and has helped curate multimedia projects both in New York and his home state of Arizona. Both write and record for film and commercial projects and continue to explore new ways of creating and experimenting sound. The pair's upcoming debut, Diamond Window, is an exploration into the framework of the creative process, seeking to alter elements of everyday surroundings to create a fictitious account of real experiences, using and manipulating natural sounds, non-traditional instruments, and conversations, including thoughts from Matt's father towards the end of a battle with Alzheimer's. Diamond Window allows listeners
access to a dreamlike interpretation of the physical world. So that's their bio, which is pretty solid. My two cents on it are, it's really, really neat stuff. You really have to, you know, take a listen to it. It's like ambient meets electronica, and it's all instrumental. Well, mostly instrumental, like you said, with little talking kind of conversations more in the background. Not so much singing or anything like that, but more of like background music that you'd listen to when trying to meditate, stay calm, and just kind of take you away from the stresses of everyday life. So to hear their music, you can head to silentretreatmusic.com. That's silentretreatmusic.com. And that's it for today, guys. Have a good one. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Rock and roll.
Started talking on a fence from the porch one summer night back in 93. But then again, I was 9 years old, and love was something that I didn't know too well. But what I felt shot right through my soul. Yeah, it was silver and gold. I know what I want. Somewhere in between, I know what I want. You know what you need. Every day seems better when you're the only one who's next to me. Yeah, you're next to me. Then one day, yeah, we just grew up. Said our goodbyes and we said good luck. I'll see you sometime, will you keep in touch? I reminisce about the days of old. Remember everything you told me, so I won't forget you when you just go. I know what I want. You know what you need. Anywhere we can find a place to meet somewhere in between. You need every day seems better when you're the only one who's next to me. I fell in love with the girl next door. Yeah, you're next to me. I fell in love with the girl next door. I'm the king, you're the queen in a little town. I make believe I wear the crown. You wear your tight blue jeans. Oh, I'm the king. Baby girl, yeah, you're oh so pretty, and I'm on my knees. I know what I want. You know what you need. Anywhere we can find a place to meet somewhere in between. I know what I want. You know what you need. Every day seems better when you're the only one who's next to me.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome with a major focus on music. Today's episode is going to be a four-in-one sort of deal, where we're going to get four different artists that I represent with my publishing company, Key of Awesome Music, all in one encompassing podcast episode. Mostly because there's not a ton of information that I want to put out there for these artists, but they are very great in their own right. And to clump them all into one just felt like it was the right thing to do. So, without further ado, we're going to get into Steve Bowe, Simon Wolf, Kim Yarson, and Josh Wagoner, or Wagoner. Steve Bowe. So, Steve is a singer-songwriter friend of mine who was in the band Amora Bliss as lead singer and bass player for many years. He and I both live in the same town, and we collaborated on a song recently called This Ship. I love this song so much, I said I would do my darndest to promote it to my network of music industry people to see if we can get some awareness and placements for the song. He's in his late 20s, has a great ear for music, he doesn't have a bio, and tends to stay away from social media, which I'm slightly jealous about. So it's hard to really find him on the internet. But to hear the song we co-wrote, head to jimgavin.bandcamp.com/track/this-ship. And my name is spelled G-A-V-E-N. So that's jimgavin.bandcamp.com/track/this-ship. And feel free to type in Amora Bliss into Google with his name Steve Bowe, spelled B-O-W. And you'll find videos and music released by his band. Pretty cool. So next, we have Simon Wolf, sometimes known as Simon Brewer. I really don't know much about Simon other than he has a huge catalog of music, mostly instrumental cues, seems really nice, and has allowed me to represent his music as a sub-publisher of sorts for a few years now. Although he hasn't had many placements with me, this is the first artist who sought me out on the internet looking for representation in a different market than where he is, which is the UK. To hear some of his music and to learn more about him, head to soundcloud.com/Simon-Wolf, spelled W-O-L-F-E, -1. That's soundcloud.com/Simon-Wolf, W-O-L-F-E-1. And you'll find a lot of his music up there. Third, Kim Yarson. Kim is a singer-songwriter friend from a neighboring town who reached out to me after seeing some social media posts about music and publishing I did a couple years ago. She and I have now co-written several songs together, one Christmas song called Christmas State of Mind, one song that ended up on her latest album, Rise, called Till the End of Time, as well as several instrumental cues that she submits to her various music library contacts on our behalf. It's great to work on creative projects, and working with Kim, 99% of it is online via email and texting, but has been really fun and enjoyable. She's one of the most hardworking people in music I've met, has had some neat placements in TV shows and other places, and is also in the group Girl Band. To hear her music, head to kimyarson.com. And last but certainly not least out of this four-in-one episode, Josh Wagoner, W-A-G-G-O-N-E-R, or Wagoner. Josh is a singer-songwriter who reached out to me via email after he heard one of my songs, Stay, in the store he worked at. So he Shazammed it and discovered it was me. Pretty freaking cool, huh? How amazing the internet can be sometimes. So after doing some internet digging, he reached out, and we started a great conversation via email first and then over the phone. We've gone back and forth with a few songs, lyrics and music in rough demo form, and have co-written one that we put out there called Coming Home that we are super excited to have out there. Josh lives in Texas and is well on his way to becoming a great songwriter, maybe not only for just himself, but for some other artists as well. This isn't the last time we'll hear his name. I have no doubt he will continue honing his craft and getting his music out there. See what opening your mouth can do sometimes? It's pretty awesome. All you have to do is ask and reach out, be polite, and a great relationship can form from it. To hear the song we co-wrote, head to soundcloud.com/JimGavin/coming-home-1. So that's soundcloud.com/JimGavin/coming-home-1. And that's it for today, guys. Hopefully you get some new music to check out in Steve Bowe, Simon Wolf, Kim Yarson, and Josh Wagoner. So be good, guys. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, signing off. Rock and roll.
to what you can, but don't hold too tight, you might end up cutting off your loose ends. Don't pretend you're someone else, I know you're thinking of yourself. It's not if you can play it safe, you still throw it all away. I walk, you run, you're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay. What is it that if I walk, you run, yeah, it's just turned to a race. Yeah, I want you to stay here with me. Here with me. Every dog can have its day. Yeah, every man can have his ball and chain. To me, it's all the same. Yeah, everything's not a win or lose. Why can't we make our own rules? It's not a will you play the game. It's what you do along the way. I walk, you run. You're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay. If I walk, you run, it's just turns to a race. Yeah, I want you to stay. Can you make a change, not play it safe? Can you struggle through this for my sake? Or is the pain too much to take? Nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay. I want you to run. You're nothing but a runaway. Yeah, I want you to stay. Where is it at? If I walk, you run. This just turns to a race. Yeah, I want you to stay, 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 stay.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast coming at you today to talk about your own personal musical genre evolution. For example, have you been listening to one type of music your entire life, or have you diversified your portfolio, so to speak, and taken on more of an eclectic foundation of music? My musical evolution has gone from the following: classic rock, punk rock, to hardcore metal, to emo screamo, to singer-songwriter pop rock, to Christian inspirational. That's kind of where I'm living at these days. And I certainly would call this an evolution, because I went from listening to and playing extremely loud genres of music where it is hard to understand what the singer is saying, to a lot softer, easier to listen to, more pleasing to the ears, at least for me, storytelling kind of music. Everyone has their own path in life, and the same goes for musical taste. So if you are someone who doesn't particularly like all forms of music and just one, that's great. Good for you. You know what you like and are sticking with it. Adversely, if you are someone who likes several different forms of music and are truly able to appreciate what each genre has to offer, then kudos to you for giving other artists a legitimate chance to do their thing. For me, it's just hard to listen to hip-hop and rap. But let's get one thing straight before I go any further down this rabbit hole. There are great artists out there in every genre, but wow, you really have to dig for it in modern times. So many songs on pop or mainstream stations talk about partying, doing drugs, alcohol, money, and sex. Have we really come to this as a society? Are we projecting out how we truly feel inside? Is this the extent of our collective intellect these days? If so, we are in trouble. There is way more to life than
partying, drugs, alcohol, money, and sex. How about real relationships with people, friendships, taking a walk, reading, creating music, art, drama, theater, going on a hike, going in the ocean, nature in general, seeing the world? You get the point. I'm not pointing this out to put anyone down or judge them, but taking an honest look at ourselves is the first step in becoming mature and in time making a change if necessary. And I'm not pointing this out to give myself a pat on the back for a job well done either. It's not even a job. It's just how I enjoy music nowadays. Doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. It just goes to show that it is possible to quote unquote graduate, so to speak, to listening to different kinds of music and being open to allowing that to happen instead of the alternative, being stingy and closed-minded with musical taste, never branching out to something out of the ordinary to spice things up a bit. Are you taking a risk? Yes. Is that a bad thing? For some people, maybe, but not for most. Again, it's growth. And to grow and continue to learn throughout life is one of the gifts of getting older, maturing, what have you. It's a step in the direction of gaining life wisdom, of which to impart to the younger generation, as well as peers, and even the generation that has come before us. All I ask is that you don't try to shove it down anyone's throats, but rather do it from a place of love and lead by example. Small shifts in mindset and habit can be monumental in the long term, and not just for yourself, but for those around you. And this isn't just applicable to music. It's applicable to all facets of life. That's it for today, guys. Have a good one.